Okay, good morning. Yom Ha'atzmaut Sameach. We are on Masechet Becharot, Daf Kaf Bet. And we're starting at the bottom of Kaf Aleph Amud Bet, as the Mishnah Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, Omer Behema Gasa Sheshafah Charat Dam Harezu Tekaver. We saw it yesterday. Thank you very much. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says that if a big animal, right, like a cow, for example, discharges a big clump of blood, so you've got to bury the blood, and the animal is then pturim in abechora. We're assuming then that the animal is pater from the bechora, because we assume that blood was actually a fetus which was miscarried, and therefore there's no problem. Rashi says over here, why is it to cover? Why do you bury it? You can't get any hana'ah from it. Hashem of vlad zacharya shenimokr, might have been a fetus. Right, and therefore it's kadosh bechora b'yitziyato. It was a male that it came out. The petrechim was patur. It was a bechor, and therefore asur from hana, and you have to bury it. Okay, the Gemara is like a Tanya Bichir. Bichir says as follows: Ena metame lo magav lo masana. This clump of blood that came out is not metame. Either if you touch it or if you lift it, good night tuma. Right, good night tuma. It's ena metame. Look at the Rashi at the bottom. Ena metame magav masana. Kenevela hasn't got the dinner of that, even though it's dead. And it could have been, we assume it's it hasn't got the dinner of a fetus, and therefore it's not dead like a fetus, and therefore you can touch it. No problem with it. Right? So Gemara says, Hashta Sakadatach Mishum Delo Chashin Hashem Vlad Nimok Amayin Tekaver. So the question now, we're going to ask in a second. The Gemara says, yeah, we're going to ask a question. What's our concern is, if it isn't a metameh like a nevela, then why do you have to bury it? Why can't you get any hana from it? Make up your mind. Either it's a Safek Bechor, and if it was a fetus that was miscarried, therefore it should be like a nevela, should be tamei masal maga. And if it isn't, then why have to bury it? Okay, there's a contradiction here. So amar tikaver, right? Why bury it? Look at Rabbeinu Gershom, this is the bottom here. Amar tikaver, mida'eina metama. If it doesn't metama, alma, de lo chai shinan de'it pe'ele gamre vlad. We aren't considered a fully fledged vlad. If it was a vlad, you have to admit, right? Therefore, that's the Gemara's answer. Matikaver. Right, so the answer to the Gemara is why? What? Right, matikaver. Kedai lefar sama sheniftara mina bechora. You bury it so that people are aware that you're burying it, otherwise it makes a noise, right? And everyone will know then that this, we've treated it like a bechor, and therefore the animal from now is part of a bechor, it's had its bechor. Right, look at Rashi here. U'mishal l'kedel l'farsa mash. L'aim sheptura min ha-bechora. D'mide kavrinan l'charara mechaskinan l'kevlad. We give it a chazok l'kevlad. So, on the one hand, we say it's not metame. Because it might not be a vlad. And it might be a vlad. So, bury it. Once you bury it, you're saying, we're treating it like a vlad. We're treating it in nohana. It's as if it was a vlad, therefore the animal. It's a bit of a situation here, right? So now, Rashi says, "Okay, parich kevan de patat lemi bechora lemeimer de vlad ma'aliyahu v'amai enem etama." That's a Gemara's question, right? Look at the Gemara. Lemeimer de vlad ma'aliyahu. What? So, aren't we saying now lemeimer? Right? The Gemara. Whenever the Gemara said lemeimer, it's like a question. So lemeimer, aren't you? Aren't you saying now that it's a vlad ma'aliyahu? If it's a vlad ma'aliyah, so we basically we're in like a spiral. V'amai enem etama lo magava v'lo masa. So once you're burying it and it's a chazoka, etc., to make it metame. Right, so Rabbi Yochanan says, "Now, why isn't it metame? Mishum bitul berov naguba chachamim dealt with the subject in such a way to make a big fuss. Why? We're saying it's not metame because bitul berov. What's the bitul of here? What's batel? Look at Rashi. Lachen metame shebatal habasar. If there's a fetus, blood of the fetus inside it, berov dam veginonim sheyotzini mo. With the baby itself came out a lot of the mother's stuff." Right, the placenta and all the blood and all this, the things that were there as well, and therefore that little bit of meat of the baby is batel. Okay. Absolutely, the mother is not a dead animal; it's extract from her body. Right, and the words of Azra Rabbi Yochanan Latame, Rabbi Yochanan is consistent with this line of thinking. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Eliezer, Ben Yaakov, Rabbi Shimon, Amru. Rabbi Yochanan quotes two Tanaim.
Dam doesn't metame. It's not a vehicle for.
Dam is not metame.
No.
Dam is not metame.
No, a vehicle.
What do you mean a vehicle?
Like water.
No, water is something else. Water, you mean like a conduit for tam? Water is machshir l'tumah. So it's dam machshir l'tumah. Machshir, and again, dam is one of those seven nikwas, right? Yad shachat, dam. So yad shachat dam. We must all remember, yad shachat dam. Okay, I'm going to talk. Yayin dam. Shin is new. Too late now. Right, shemen. And chet chalav. And tet is tal. And we got yad and dam, so we got dam and what's the second dalad? There are two dalads, nu? Dvash, thank you. And mayim. Right? Those are the seven liquids that are machshir l'tumah. We'll see that in a second, by the way. But dam itself doesn't metame you. It's just you pour it on, once something's been poured on dam, it means that now that object can be makabel tumah, that blood. Right? You understand? That's important. We're going to see in a second. It's going to come up just now. So the same thing. We just said now a second ago. What did we just say now? Right? That leparsamad vlad ma'aliya aimatame bromagam lomasa bitul barov. That's what he said there. Rabbi Yaakov. And Rabbi Shimon Mahi, what did Rabbi Shimon say? Detnan ashilya babayit. Listen, look at this. This is unbelievable stuff. Ashilya babayit. Started 6 minutes ago. Ashilya babayit. Habayi tamay. So what does it mean? Hashilah babayi habayi tamay. Shehepila ha'isha shilia v'ein vlad nikarba. A woman's in a house, and God forbid she has a miscarriage in the house, and they can't recognize the blood even. We say that the bite is tamay. It means there's a tumat mate in the house. There's a mate in the house. There's a tumat in the house. Kiditani tamay de'ein shilia. What's the reason? Says the Gemara. Lo shehashilia vlad. We don't say that the shilia is the vlad. And we learned this before in Masechet. We've learned this before. Ela she'ein shilia below vlad. Remember that? It's not that the shilia itself is the vlad. We say if there's a shilia, there must be a vlad. Therefore, you can't recognize the vlad in the shilia, the fetus in the placenta, because it's so squashed up. We said it must be there. Shilia wouldn't have come out of vlad. And Rabbi Shimon Omer, that's Tanakama. Rabbi Shimon Omer, vlad nimok ad shelo yatsa. And Rabbi Shimon says that what's going on over here, the vlad is completely messed up and squashed up till it comes out. So what does it mean, Rabbi Shimon? Now look at Rashi, because we don't see yet how Rabbi Shimon agrees with Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is basically telling us that it's bitul berov. It's bitul berov means we don't consider the placenta as being the baby, the fetus, the miscarried fetus, as being which will be matame. The Tanakama says the house is tame. Look at Rashi, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Havlad Nimok, Umokminan Hatam, the time of Rabbi Shimon. What's Rabbi Shimon's Svara? The Amar Habay Tahor. Why does it say the bite is Tahor? Obviously, he says the bite is Tahor. He doesn't mean Tame the house. Mishum Bitu Berov Naguba, Masechet Yidah, Beperek Bapelet. Because the babe, this fetus here, in the Shilia, is Batel Berov, the Shilia, and all the others are carried out of the mother. Therefore, even if it's if there's a miscarriage in the house, it doesn't mean Tame, because it's Batel. So therefore, the actual fetus is gone. Right? So that's what Rabbi Yochanan said a second ago. That's why we bury this animal. Either it's not betame, why? Because it's batel. With me? Everybody clear? Many? Okay. Now, we mentioned over here, right? Comes from a second Oalot. It's like this. Ein lenefilim p'tichat hakever. Right? When there's a miscarriage, right? A nefil is a miscarriage. And we know that p'tichat hakever, right? That's when the woman, p'tichat hakever means opening of the
rechim.
Right? Opening of the woman, right? When a woman, that is called a kever, like when p'tichat hakever means that the vagina that basically opens up, clear out the child, right? So ain't in the feeling p'tichat hakever. So normally if there's a miscarriage, we say it's not p'tichat, and a p'tichat hakever causes tumah, causes nida, basically, right? There's p'tichat hakever in a woman, she becomes a nida, there's blood, we assume that there's blood with p'tichat hakever, therefore she becomes a nida, tamarat. So it says, ain't in the feeling p'tichat hakever, ad she'ya'agilu rosh kapika, until the head, right, is round like a pika. Right, now what's a pika? I don't actually know exactly what the answer is. No, I'm sorry, but look at Rashi, says, p'tichat hakever, isha she'meit ubara b'ma'ya, woman basically miscarries, the fetus inside her dies. The Yashva ala Mashver, and she sits there in having what they call contractions, right? Try and birth this dead fetus. The Niftach Kever Arechem Abayt Zen, and opens up and she has the child. ולא יצא הולד, and the child doesn't come out. והוציאו לבית אחר, she took it to another house. תמי הבית הראשון, even though the baby wasn't born in the first house, but if there was a פתיחת הקבר in the first house, and the head came out, and they moved to the second house, doesn't matter, the first house is תמי also, כאילו נולד שם, if it was born there, the tumah bok'ah, because we said the tumah goes out. Remember tumah like out of a grave, the grave isn't covered. The tumah goes all up to Shamayim, so to here, once that dead body comes out of the dead body, it left the kever, as if tumah is bok'ah into the house. But now, so, right, so that's what we're discussing over here, right? It's probably vada. The tumah bok'ah, v'hu adin tichad hakever, ein ol nefeim ele nefet she'egil rosho kvar she'av rosho. And that will only apply if the baby's head is of a certain size. Right, that then. So it says there, it has to be like a kitzur. It's like a picker. What's a picker? I'm wondering, like a picker shall tzemir. A picker like a woolen, and I'm not sure if this is a ball of wool. You got a picture? Gee whiz, I don't even think. Look at
it. It's like a reel of wool.
Yeah, that's what it is. I couldn't get my head around it. Okay, that's what we're going to see about a woof and the warp and the woof, about the shti and erev of the thing, right? Mm. So you've got like a round ball. What's it called in English?
Scheme. S-K-E-I-N.
And the wool's on it, and you put them on the machine, the weaving machine. One goes in this direction, one goes in this direction, and they're obviously different sizes, one bigger than the other one. And the string somehow either goes through it or around it, or that's what gives the torsion. Yeah. The torsion. What's the word? Torsion.
Tension.
Right. I think that's what it is. Bottom line, it's a measure of something round. Okay. Please, God knows you have to know what this is. Right. So Rav Huna Rapisha says, "So what's a picker?" He says, "I'm a picker. Rav Huna picker shall tell me." So Rav Huna, Rebbe Parish shall sti or shall erev. Says Rabbi. I think say Rabbi, right? So I'm Rabbi Rav Chia, Bar Rav Le Rav Huna, say Rav Chia, Bar Rav Set Rav Huna, Rabbi. Tell me, is it the picker of the shti, the warp, or the woof? In which one? Of different sizes. So Amar Le said to him, Tanya, got a brighter picker shall shti, dear Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says it's a shti. And Rabbi Huna Meir, shall erev, is a machloket. Right? What it is, a shti or an erev? Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Huna. Rabbi Elezer, Rabbi Tzadok Omer, Mishiru Tfifiyot, till you see the Tfifiyot. Now look at Rashi here, Tfifiyot. Rashi here, Rabbi Elezer, Rabbi Tzadok, Paligatanakam, he argues with them and says, no, Afagav Shlohe Egilu Rosh Kepika, even though the child doesn't have a head the size of a picker, Yesh Ptichat HaKever, there's still Ptichat HaKever, Mishay Yiftach Rachma Kokach, when the womb opens so much, Sheyiru Betoch Rechma Tfifiyot. So now the Gemara says, okay, so now we've got a new measure, right? The womb opens it up, and you see the tefiot. We don't know yet. So the Gemara says, my tefiot?
Okay.
What a tefiot? Right? So I'm Rabbi Yehuda, I'm Shmuel, Shmuel Eliezer, Rabbi Tzadok. He answers him, he says, Kach hayu mefarshim Yerushalayim. He says, to explain in Jerusalem. What is the measure? Kepirda, the Shitta changes from Prida to Pirda, right? Like a female donkey. A mule. Like a mule. She korat latil me mea. She bends over to urinate, right? V'nirait pika mitoch pika, and you see a pika mitoch pika. Now look at Rabbi the Gershom here very quickly. He explains what it is basically. He says pika mitoch pika. He says agol mitoch agol, can you ebe nekeva? Basically like round folds. So we're not sure what it is, but it's some sort of measure of a fold. Okay, anyhow, whatever the Israel is. I'm a new sugya. So that is the din there we saw there of the Mishnah about Kover, because it's a Batel Berov, and that's what we learned about there was for Tikaver, and then we got about the Nephilim of the size that the fetus has to be open up the Kever. New sugya. Right, and therefore it's not. I'm Rav Huna Shamati, Shtei Pikot, Achat Shel Shti, Achat Shel Erev. So now we carry on. Rav says, Rav Huna, I heard that there's two pikot. One is the side, one goes on the whoop and one goes on the wharf. The only lefaresh, I don't know which one is which. It says, Ki at Rav Demi, I'm Rav Yochanan. We Rav Didi came to Israel. He's telling Rav Yochanan, Shalosh pikot shamati, not two. Actually, three measures of these pikot. Achat shel shti, one shall the whoop and the achat shel air, one on the wharf. I'm not sure which is which, by the way. The achat, pika gadola shel saka in. Now you'll see here, Rashi would explain in a second that Saka'in or if you look at Shita Mekubetzet on Otet Vav, it's got this sakin. So that samach there is actually a sak. Sakin shel gemi, like rubber types of sacks. So sakain are people who make them, right? Like that's what a sakain is, right? People who make the sacks. Ve'echad pika shel gedola shel sakain, people who make these sacks. I don't know how big it is. That's what Rav Dimi said. Ki after Ravim, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, so he explained Pirsham, it's Rabbi Yochanan, by then had explained what it was. He says, what is this gedola shel sakim? Any the farish? He says, shel isha. He says, now there are three different types of here, or two types. He says, shel kelshel isha. If you talk about a human being, a woman, it's the size of a shti. Right? The one skein, you called it?
Yeah.
Like one of these like round things, right? Like a clip. What's it? What's your English call it? What do they transfer it as, Arya? A picker?
A warp.
Just the warp itself. Okay. A Steve Erev. Okay, but it's definitely one of these things. I've got an idea what it is. You're the machine, right? Okay, so he says, Shel Isha, Kashel Shti. If it's the woman, if you're a human being, Shel Isha, right? And they got a bach there, adds in there, Shel Isha, Liot La Din Petichat, in order for her to have a din of Peticha, right of Akever, it is Shti.
Okay.
Shel Behema, Shelo tehe ketum abelu ale tumat magam yishum nevela shel nefel. He says, for an animal now, what happens is, an animal, when she's in trouble, the shepherd sticks his hand in and pulls the baby out, right? Now, if he's going to put it out in, now, we know that tuma belua, we've learned this before, we were experts in this in our previous masechtas. When there's tuma inside the body, it isn't metame, remember?
It's balua.
Because balua. It's swallowed. Now, when the shepherd sticks his hand in and touches the animal inside the mother's body, so it's a balua. So he doesn't become tame from that animal, right? So in order for the animal, for the shepherd, to stick his hand into her through and get made and not be tame, we say as long as the ptichat kever was small enough, there wasn't yet tumah open, and the kever wasn't open in the tumah. It's actually a parallel, a very good parallel of kever like a grave site, right?
Mm.
So basically, her body's acting as the grave. When she opens the grave, the tumah comes out. It's no longer balua, no longer absorbed. It's open, exposed. So in order for that to be the case, what's the size that to be? There, so that is of a behemah shel erev, right? So look at Rashi, shel erev, mishahegil rosh kapika shel erev. Right, ve'ilav tamu belua he belo metame kedam behemah shemait toch maya v'oshit aruet yado v'nagabo tahor perik behemah mikshe. It'd be still tahor if she hadn't opened it for that size. And a pika gedola shel sakein. What is this pika gedola shel sakein? We spoke about it. Make kedidnan gush haba mi beta pras. So now we know we've seen beta pras like a big area of land where we're not sure there might be cemeteries in that land. Remember. But Aprash, we've seen before, if you're walking about Aprash, you could become Tameh by Safek because you might have gone over, been mile over graveyards, right? Mm-hmm. Over graves. So it's like it's Gush Haba, Mi Erev, Mi Bet Aprash, Mi Eret Samim, or from Chutzlat, we've seen that the Goyisha lands is all going to be in a Bet Aprash. Bet Aprash is in Israel, or from Eret Samim, right? A size of ground. Shi'uro kepika gedole shel sakei, Juka Chotem Amir Tzafin. So there, Rabbi Akiva says, while we've got three measures, the one is for when a woman has a miscarries. One for when an animal miscarries. And the third size is if you find this chunk of ground, gush haba, mibaruka rashi, a gush, afar, of sand, shi'uro le tamei ba'ohel, which is big enough to be tamei ba'ohel, which if you stood over it, you become tamei. V'dishof alav trumo kadoshim, if you had trumo or kodshim, which came into contact with it, on basis of that, you'd burn it, so that it became tamei, right? What's the size? Kepika gedola shel sakain, merutzafin. Sakain, Rashi says, gedolim shel gemi, made of like a rubber. Kesheno alinotan, when you close them, chotminotam, you put a seal on it. And that seal is what we're speaking about. The size of the seal, is there a picture there, Michael? You got a seal of that?
Yeah.
That's like the cap.
Yeah.
That's the cap. You'll see now, it makes more sense. You'll see now, Rashi says, and the gross is there. Veyeshno. Betzada elyon shel magufat chavit halachmit. That's what you're showing here. That's a different one. Yeah. There are two things the Gemara speaks about. Mm-hmm. The size of the sack is either the size of the seal that you seal the bags with, or you've also betzad ha'elyon, on the upper side of the magufin of the lid of the chavit halachmit of the barrels which they make in Bet Lechem. right? And those are the look at is it Martsofis? Chotem Martsofis is a seal for these barrels. That's how the Gemara explains it, right? Look at Rashi, yeah. בצד העליון של מגפת מגופת החבית, כלומר שיש לו לאותו חותם בצד העליון של כיסוי, there's also the same seal on the upper side of the lid שעושים לחביות של חרס, they make for these clay barrels, רחב מן המטה, wide at the bottom, לחסוך, to close the barrel, והולך ומתקצה למעלה, exactly goes narrower towards the top, כדי שיאחז בידם, so you're able to hold it, so not going to handle, ואותו צד שהולך וקלה, קרי צלי, רשי says, the narrow side is called the upper side, הלחמית, he says, שעושים בבית לחם. You see that? Rashi fills in all the dots there, right? So it says, so now, okay, now we've got, okay, so now we've got, so that we've done basically three things, we learned three things today. We learned about you bury this miscarried clump, we learned about bittul, we learned about the nafil, the size to be of petra, to become tame, and now we've spoken about explaining what the three different sizes were. Animals it was, shti, erev, woman shti, and these, for tame or beta, or beta pras, the size of the ground has to be like this sakain of the size of the seals or the lid of the barrel. Okay, now the last sugya for the day. How are we doing? Okay, we got time. 15 minutes. Okay, that's a little quicker, a little bit more difficult. Amar Reish Lakish, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Nesia, Halokayach Tzir Mi Amaretz. If you now buy tzir, now we know what tzir is. Tzir is this like fish brine, right? Remember, it's like the fish, the rotev, right? Now the rotev, the assumption is it's mixed up with water, okay? So Rabbi Shakish like this, if you buy tzir from a goy, from Amaretz. Now, an Amaretz, what does it mean in Amaretz? Amaretz, by definition, means a person is not machmir or not makpid about Tumah and Tara. About Tumah and Tara. A klal. Amaretz is not machmir, makpid on Tumah and Tara. A chaver is machmir on Tumah and Tara. Amaretz is not. That's what we mean over here, right? So now, you'll see why that's relevant in a second, right? And now, basically, what's your chashash? That this tzir that you bought from him has got is tame. And now you want to eat it betara. So how do you metaher it? Meshiko b'mayim v'tahor mi ma nafshach. Whatever you look at, it's going to be tahor. You do hashaka. Remember what hashaka is? You learn the hashaka. You take a mikvah, you put it into a cup like this, you fill it to the top so that it's coming over the edge. You go up to the end of the water of the mikvah, and you just touch them, that the water in the mikveh touches the water on the liquid on top of your cup, and pak, it's called hashaka, klerer akatuv, and this becomes tahor. Hey? Not for that keli. Keli, you're going to stick into the mikveh. This is called hashaka. The mikveh water is up to here full. This, you fill this up so that over the lid is also full. You just make sure that the water mikveh there touches that liquid over there. That's called for 1 second. Hashaka. Right. And that's it. Meshikim b'mayim v'tahor. And he says, yeah, v'tahor mimanav shach. Have you look at it's going to be tahor now. Look at Rashi quickly. V'mashik b'mayim shema nitma machmat magam aretz. Because Amaretz Baal touched it and he's not machmat, but he's tamay. Therefore he was m'tahor. And yeah, the water, hichshir, the tzir. Because tzir is food. So it can't become tamay unless it was mukshar. It's got water, that's why it's mukshar. We started at the beginning of the year, right? V'tahor mimana shach, and look at Rashi. Heavy look at tahor. The vadai mayim uravim bo. There's no question water is involved. It's mixed up because he wouldn't still just pure brine. Brine? Right. V'imaya ruba. Now, so what's the mana shach? Heavy look at it. If the mayim is the rov, ubatilatzir barov. V'imaya ruba, ubatilatzir barov. And now the tzir is batil b'mayim. Umekabel tumi machmatama. It gets tumi because of the water. Right, umaya salkalo tefila b'hashaka. Now the water can become tahor through this hashaka. So if the water was the majority of that mixture, the hashaka worked. Right, and the brine is batel. Right, shenotena kli b'mikva ad sheovrim mei ha mikva al pi על פיו, you see that, just the water, just touch on the פיו, ונושקין עם המים שבתוך הכלי, ואף אגב, the אוכל ומשקה, לאכלו טהרה, even the food and drink, doesn't get טהרה במקווה, מה יסל כלי הושקה, the water will, and the water now is the majority, why and what's the work? Because this is תהווה כמו שזרען וחוזר ונוטלן. It's if you reap, it was planted, you took it and replanted it. The water basically went back to its source. There was water in the brine. The brine was now replanted in the mikveh, so to speak, in Mikam Tar. Like we see the din, like Rashi says, the Zriya, Matara Metumah. Did now we learned in Masechet Trumot, Shtilei Trumah Shnitmu. If you've got seeds, not seeds, saplings, right, of Trumah, saplings, which became Tameh, Shveshatlan, and you replanted them, when they grow, they become Tahor. But Trumah Tabanu Gershon Matzatikak. In the Trumah Tabanu Gershon, Rashi found it in Gershon's Trumah. So somebody, you took the water and you replanted the water in the mikveh, that's the trick. However, so why is any ma'an of shach? If it's the water, we understand. Look, imaya ruben inu kaven da avid hawashaka, tell you that, it works. If iruba tzir ninu, and if the tzir is the majority of water, is the majority of this mixture, then what do we say? Tzir lo bar kibulei tumahu. Tzir itself doesn't be mekabel tumah. Look at Rashi, the zeh ba'almuk, it's just zeh, like, she yotzim in adagim, kashir molchin, or tell me, you salt them, this gravy basically comes out of it. And that's like food, komuka kadal tumah, unless it was muksha with mayim. Until you had one of those seven liquids poured in it.
Yeah.
It won't become, even though it's a liquid itself, it's not one of those seven liquids. And that is, and the water inside it, what about the water inside it that could have been kamtameh? The water inside it, we say, was batel by the bran. So if you look at Shabbos Lakish, it's Tahor, right? So Gemara says, Ma'ika, what's the story here? Mishum Henech, so why do we have to even do this Hashaka? What's going on over here? Mishum Henech mi'uta demaya. Henech batle lehu berov. So now it still will become Tahor. We do the case it was Rav Mayim. If it wasn't Rav Mayim, it would be that. And Ma'ika, what's going on over here? Even if there was a bit of water inside it, that water is batle lehu berov, is batle berov. Okay? So we're happy. So Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Lo shanu elitbo bahin pito. Rabbi Yirmiyah said, wait a second, this din of Rav Shlakish, be careful. That only works if you want to dip your pita into the bran, which you're going to use it as a gravy, and you're going to dip it in the, in other words, it's a standalone. Right? Then you can apply this problem, this trick, and there's no problem in this tahor. Avalekadeire lo. But if you want to add that bran, pour that bran into a bowl of water to cook it, that you can't do. Look at Rashi. Why? Shamayim shebetoch hatzir. The water in the brine, the mix in the brine, listen to this. Motzein mayim shebekadeira. Umitstar finyacha. They find their like water in the pot. So there was, let's say there was a little bit of water in the brine, it was batel. But now suddenly, and therefore it's tahor. But when you put more water, you add it to a pot of water to boil it up. There's plenty of water there now. Now suddenly this water, the little bit of water in the brine, finds its other friend water in the pot, and they join up, and now you've got a majority water, which is now tameh, the tumeh in the water, which didn't work when you did the hashaka, because it was majority brine, then it was batel. So it stayed tameh, the water, you with me? That water now found the other waters, and it became the majority waters, and that water now tameh the other water, now you've got a tameh pot of food. Are you with me? That's called ni'ur. Remember we discussed ni'ur? That it like reawakes? We discussed it. Chozer v'ni'ur. We discussed it. It's like a sleeper water. The water went to sleep. Yeah. The tumah went to sleep. Right?
So like
and then when it found more water, it woke up again. And the tumah reignited. Now that tumah was tameh, the other water. And now suddenly your whole pot is tameh. Okay? That's chozer v'ni'ur. See that? Umitstarfin yachad veravin etatzir umetaminotor. Because the majority of the tzir, and now metamez the tzir. Right? Why? What's going on over here? See, in a minute, mevenior, look at Rashi. Matza mine bino venior mitorat bitul vechozeretum, because we come tam again. Right? So now, Yati, Rav Dimi vukamela hashmaita. Rav Dimi sat there and said over the sugya, Rabbi Yirmiyah's. Rabbi Yirmiyah said, it's only good for pita. If you want to actually use the water to cook with, and you put into a pot with the other water, it's going to be batel the tzir, and now it's all tameh. Right? So he says, Amar le Rabaya, Abaya says, Rav Dimi, v'chi tumeh shebatla chazra v'niora? You already batel the tumeh in the water, because it was batel berov. from the tzir, from the bran, from the gravy. He says, what, when you battled it once, it can reawaken? Amalei, so he says to him, Vatlos Tisbara, and you don't agree with that? You think not? Vatnan, haven't we got a Mishnah? Right, this is Mishnah Sechet Truma. Right? Seya Truma Temeya. Now, another one. What?
Upstairs.
Yeah, upstairs, definitely, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Another, remember, we know also that Truma is Batel Bemeya Vekatzat. Remember that? So if you've got 100 kilograms of regular chulin, and you throw in 1 kilogram of truma falls into it, the same thing. So you need a bit more than 100 to that one. Now you've only got 100 to 1. You need a bit more than 100 to 1 in this butter. 100, you remember 100 to 1. So you have to have like 100 and a bit to bevatel that one. If you've got 99 to 1, it's not batel the truma, right? So we need 100 and a bit to batel it. Remember that. Right, that's the machloket. Right. So now, so he says, now we've got a Mishnah. Seya truma temeya, a seya, a big seya. Now, a seya, important to note also, is 6 kav. Okay, 6 kav. And I think a kav is 24 beitzim, if I'm not mistaken. Or 6 beitzim, or 4 beitzim in a kav itself. And a seya is 24 beitzim. And I've got that measure here. Long. Hey?
Each seya contains 6 kav or 24 log.
No, seya is 6 kav and 24 log. So is it 4 beitzim to a log? So it's 4. Okay, that's, thank you. Okay, I got that wrong. I've got a measure here. I could look it up. All right. So it's like so six. A kav is 4 beitzim, right? Each kav is 4 beitzim. There's 6 kav in a seya. Just remember that. 6 kav in a seya. In other words, a seya is 6 kav. So if it's 1 kav, it's a sixth of a seya. Okay? Remember that. That's all good enough. So now you've got, this is like this. We've got seya, truma, temeya. We've got a seya of truma, temeya. Shenafla lemeya seya. Upstairs. Jesus, close the door. Everybody's going to walk in here and ask us now if it's upstairs. Right? They have put a sign up on the door. Davening is upstairs. Well, we've got 4 minutes to go. Right? Shenafla, sorry, Mati, we're going to give it to you. Shenafla lemeya chulin. One truma seya, find to 100 seya of chulin, we say tahori. Why? Because tahor, we say it's 100 and a bit. Okay? No, sorry. If the mayor saying chulin, they find to chulin tahori. Rabbi Elazar omer tirom v'tirakav. Or there's a shit that says here v'tisrof. Right? He says, take out one seya. Just take out one seya. Shani omer, he seya shenafla, he seya shalta. You know what, Rabbi Elazar got a shit there. He says, one seya fell in, take out any seya. Because I'm going to tell you, the say you took is the say that fell is the say you're taking out. That's the halacha. V'chachamim omrim, Chachamim say no. Ta'ale v'ta'achel, eat it. You don't take out anything. Ta'ale v'ta'achel. Rashi, what do you mean ta'ale v'ta'achel? Tibatel v'ta'achel im chulia, im the chulin. Eat it as if it was. Now, because it's exactly 100 to 1, we can't say it's batel perfectly, because it's not 100 and a bit to 1. So what do you say? But even though Chachamim say eat it, they say eat it how? Nikudim. What is nikudim? Rashi says b'yovesh. Kmo yovesh ya nikudim. Da'achshav af agav sheyesh ba tameya utahora ein metame et ha-tahora. It doesn't make it tame. Why? Below hechsher. Until it gets wet. By the beginning. So because it's all dry goods, eat it dry. And if we've got a problem, because even though we're saying it's batel in a sense, but it's not 100% batel because it wasn't enough to batel it, we're not sure which was which. So we know for one thing for certain, that the majority is tahor, because the tumah, the tameya stuff couldn't metame the other stuff, because other stuff hadn't been hechsher yet, if it wasn't wet yet. So even the one is still dry. And then the tameya batel, v'telchal nikudim, or klayot, or roasted. Nami says, Rashi, lo mitkashrei, v'lo mekabel, it hasn't been hechsher, and it's not Makabel Tuma. So that's what they're telling you. Eat it, don't worry about the one cell of Tuma, but don't eat it wet. Right? So now, or tilosh be mei peirot, or knead it in fruit juice. Now, in our 7 Yad Shachat Dams, we never had fruit juice in any of them. So apple juice, or orange juice, or one of those things, will not machshir for Tuma. Right? And, so that's the third solution. Again, look at Rashi. Kamo mei tapuchim v'chtutim. Rashi, apple juice or strawberry juice. De mei peirot ein machshirin. Doesn't machshirin. Or titchalek leisot, or make it normally in like water, make dough, make bread out of it. Ubilvad shlo yeh b'makom echad kebeitza. Don't allow any piece of dough to be bigger than a kebeitza. We need a kebeitza for it to become tamei. Right? V'tani alai. We learned on that. Or tan chulin rabbi yezeh matia. What will be with that? We're going to come to answer that. I'm sorry, we're going to end of tomorrow and get the answer. Oh, he's not sure tomorrow. Okay, well, can we just go quickly? Let's go quickly and just quickly. So, and the Gemara said, what was the outcome? What was the v'tani alai? We learned a bright about that, right? Right, Tanya, or Tan Chulin, Rabbi Eliezer, Marti Alehin. Rabbi Eliezer said that you got to take out one seah. So the Chulin that were in, look at Rashi, or Tan Chulin, Rabbi Eliezer, Marti Alehin, to Rabbanan, Hamiram Bekulu, Bein Chulin, Bein Truma, Yochal Nekudim Uklayot. Rabbi Chachamim said, don't worry, eat the whole lot, just as long as you dry them or roast them or knead them with fruit juice or make a less of the kibetza. When Rabbi Eliezer said, take out the one seah, how did he say you must deal with the 100 other sayot inside it? What did he say? What did he say? Rabbi Eliezer Mati, Achlu Nekisa, the same thing. Achlu Nekudin, or Klayot, or Yishlumu, Peverot, or Tichalek, Leisot, Bevashto, Yeheb, Kebetz, Makom Echad. Same thing. He said, treat the 100 that you leave behind the way that Chachamim said, treat the whole 101. So all of them say, don't let it become Tamei. Either wet it or anything like that. V'amu said, my time. What's the reason for Rabbi Eliezer or for Chachamim who both agree on the same principle? Gzeira shemiyavi kav chulin temei mimakom acher. What's going on over here? We've now got, you might bring a kav chulin from somewhere else, of another type of thing. The kav v'od miminze savar abatinu beruba. And you might think, wait a second, I've now batel that original kav. It's batel. But if I bring another kav, right, a kav over here is a sixth of a seah, a smaller amount, and I put it into this mix, I'll say, ach, it'll become batel again. Because that was batel the first time, so now the whole thing is chulin. Now I've got a kav, it's definitely now batel, because it's more than 100 and a bit to that kav. Right, again, and it won't be. Why? The kavan de ika hai mashu. Since there's this little bit over here, matza min et mino, it's going to now find that original Saya that was left behind, veneer, and wake up. Yeah. Okay, we'll see. Wait, let's end it to the two dots. Veneer. So Amalei, so he says to you, wait a second. Im tuma orere tuma. You let that works well over here, because the first bunch was tuma, and the second bunch was tuma, and the tuma found the tuma, and became neor, and became a big amount. Tahara orere tuma. But there, we've got the water that you added in the pot was tahor water. How's the tahor water going to join with the tuma water? And work together and add it into a majority to become two. It might not work. Okay, there we go.